Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website, though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you, and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Hey there, welcome back. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to and support this podcast. I am so grateful. Such a beautiful gift for me to be able to express, some of my feelings and inspirations around what I think is important in this life. And that's what soul medicine is about. So I want to say thank you, first of all, for listening. And also thank you to those of you who send me notes and say, hey, can you talk about this or can you talk about that? I just want to tell you right now that I receive all of your notes and they go into a queue and we get to those topics as soon as we can. So thank you. Keep sending those. This week, I want to talk a little bit about the word seva. And for those of us in the spiritual community or the yoga community, you may know this word. It's written in the Yoga Sutras. And the word seva stands for, or means, loosely interpreted, selfless service. And, I was introduced to this in my very first teacher training on the very first day of my teacher training by two teachers of mine at the time, Beth Shaw, who created Yoga Fit, and Stephanie Adams, who resides in Hood River. They were my very first yoga teachers. And well, formal trainers, I should say. And we, in my first teacher training, we had to, as a mandatory, thing that we had to do for graduation, we had a requirement. That's the word I'm looking for. We had to perform 8 hours of selfless service with regard to yoga. So we had to share this practice with people who may have never had the opportunity to practice, or something that we were really, really inspired about or committed to. And, at the time, this is before the digital age. So we had to perform our project. We maybe had to, audio record it or videotape it and send in, like a cassette or something. I don't even remember how I did it, but what it did was it opened up my eyes to what I was passionate about and with regards to my yoga practice. And it did more than that. It really taught me that this practice is so deep and so vast, and it gave me a deep root to tether to and ground into when things either got hard in my life or I wasn't sure which way to go. I just went and defaulted to seva. Well, how can I give? How can I, feel a sense of purpose? And honestly, it's through giving. That's how we feel a sense of purpose. And this is going to sound a little weird, but I'm going to say it anyways. It's if you were a Friends, you're a Friends fan like I was, there's an episode where Joey and Phoebe talk about giving without needing to receive anything, and Phoebe's like, well, I can give without wanting to feel good. And Joey's like, no such thing. And I've often contemplated that thought, like, can we give without a need for recognition or a need to get something back or a need to even feel good about ourselves? And I think we can. I do. I would like to believe that we can. And I, when I talk about seva, selfless service, I don't want it to come from a place of, well, if I do this sort of selfless service act, that's going to create good karma for me. Like, that's not the point, right? But sometimes it may feel that way, or it may feel like we're doing something for some sort of reciprocity. And now I'm going to quote one of my very favorite teachers, not even a yoga teacher, Byron Katie. And one of the most powerful quotes that I'll never forget from my training with her years ago was, Lord, please release me from the need to be recognized, appreciated, and loved. Lord, please release me from the need to be recognized, appreciated, and loved. And I had that quote written on my mirrors everywhere for a really long time so that I could remember to root into my motivation behind my, you know, behind whatever I was doing. Why am I doing this? Am I doing this to gain recognition? Am I doing this to get people to like me? Am I doing this because I want to be seen? Am I doing this from an egocentric space? And so checking in with those motivations behind what it is that you are working toward or doing is super valuable. In fact, it's like the key, one of the keys of life, making sure that we're coming from a place of infinite possibility. We're coming from a place of authenticity, and we're coming from a place of love. And you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes our ego gets in the way. Sometimes we are in a space of lack in our own life, and we're worried about our future. Sometimes, so we want to hold on to things. Sometimes we come from a place of anger or resentment or guilt, even. Maybe we feel obligated, so we do something out of guilt, right? And I love this because now it's even making me think of another podcast where I could talk about the layers of who we are. All those reasons ping different layers of who we are. But at the deepest layer of who we are, at the deepest layer of our heart, of ourself, of our soul, of our internal calling, it's we want to give. We want to connect through the gift that we signed up for before we came to this earth. That's just how I see it. And I could be wrong. I don't know, but if I'm wrong in someone else's opinion. In my opinion, this is like why we're here. So I want to talk a little bit about Seva and what it means. So I'm going to share this quote with you. And it is literally one of my favorite quotes from the Yoga Sutras. And this is translated by Swami Satchitananda. Okay, this is beautiful. Ready? Here we go. You have all these things to equip yourself to serve others. You must have a bed to rest in to feel refreshed in the morning so that you can go out to serve others. You may eat to have enough energy to serve others. So you do everything with the idea that you are preparing yourself to serve others. So even in your yogic meditation, this too becomes selfless action. That is what is meant by even with God, do not have attachment. This non-attachment alone is enough to change your entire life into a joyful one. Like, really? You know, it's just, you know, my humble belief is that Seva can be described as moving beyond our own ego and supporting the universe around us through our selfless action and spiritual activism. Seva refers to, this is my definition, a service for altruistic purposes on behalf of the betterment of a community. And Seva is means to promote humility and demote egoism. It's moving fearlessly beyond our prior expectations and self-imposed limitations, thereby elevating human consciousness through selfless service. Yes, please. I think selfless service can be a challenging thing to accommodate in our society, just because maybe it doesn't meet an algorithm. That sounds so funny. But I refuse to believe that selfless service will go away. So from that moment in time, thank you very much, Beth Shah, and thank you very much, Stephanie Adams. Every teacher training that I have led that has had my name on it, I have required students, that's upwards of 500 yoga teachers in the United States, to do the same thing. And it has been amazing over the years to watch, just to watch people, first of all, struggle, like 8 hours. How am I going to fit 8 hours of selfless service into my life? And how am I going to do this? And what do I want to do? to, oh my God, I have so many ideas. I don't know which one I want to pick. I think it's perfect for a yoga teacher training because so many new teachers are scared to teach. You know, that's the biggest thing. In fact, most people take teacher trainings because they just want to better their practice, or they want to learn more about their bodies or this the spiritual practice itself. But when they're pushed into doing this selfless service, almost every single time those trainees either teach seva, they share this practice as a seva practice forever, or they decide to teach because they love it so much. So it's, again, thank you, Beth Shaw, and thank you, Stephanie Adams, because it was the best thing in my life. It was truly one of the best things in my life. And I want to say something about Seva too, because as a single mom, I'm speaking to all the moms out there and with a pinpoint to the single moms and even the single dads. I don't know many single dads. I know a ton of single moms. Okay. So I don't want to block anybody out. But when we're in a space, whatever that space is, where we are required to care for our children, that's our main thing, right? And maybe on top of that, we also need to work because maybe we're the sole provider. And then on top of that, we have to care for ourselves and then we care for the community, right? It's like really heavy. And I used to hear from a lot of people, I don't understand how to do that. I am so busy. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. And here's what happens when we break free from that paradigm of I don't have the time. You give 1 ounce, one thing, one drop, and your world opens up. It opens up. I remember literally being almost broke in San Francisco. Literally. No one knew. I didn't tell anyone. And I was walking out of Yoga Tree Castro, and there was this homeless person that would sit on the corner every day. And for a long time, I averted my eye gaze because I was scared, right? I was scared of what if that were me, right? I didn't want to see the reflection. Once I looked at the reflection, almost every time I would teach for weeks on end, my daughters and I, we would go into, because they had to come to work with me a lot. We would go into Molly Stone's. We would buy a sandwich. They would get some sort of snack. And we would give this sandwich to this person. Nobody had to know. Never told anybody that we did that till now. It was no one's business. This was something that we did. And from that moment in time, I mean, I feel like sometimes my life has been blessed way before that. But what that instilled was this idea of, oh my God, we have more than enough. We have more than enough. Just to remind ourselves, you guys, that there's more than enough time. There's more than enough resources. There's more than enough money. There's more than enough food. There's more than enough of everything. And I know the reason why I'm exemplifying this and going off on a little bit of a tangent around this idea of seva is because I feel like when I listen to the outside world in this moment in time, 2023, I feel like I hear more about lack than I do about expansion. And I just don't believe it to be true. I believe that that's a thought process that is put into our psyches by all these different outlets that we're getting information from. And we can either choose to accept that or we can choose not to. So I'm choosing not to, and I'm choosing to remember that there's more than enough and you do have enough time. You have enough time to pray for someone every morning. You have enough time to do something small for someone every day, not for no other reason, but to remind yourself that this life is abundant. You do. I know you do. And if you don't, just send me a note and we'll come up with something. I don't ever want to discount people who are struggling because I've been in that position before. And that's why I keep doing what I do, so that I can continue to remember how connected I am, so that you can maybe be reminded how connected you are, and so that we can share that type of energy around this planet. It's really a challenging time sometimes when we get bogged down with the outside world, right? And if this isn't you, if you're like, oh no, life is great, fantastic. Share that with other people, right? Like, that's our only job. Remember, what did Swami Satchananda say? You have all these things to equip yourself to serve. You have a bed to rest and feel refreshed in the morning so you can serve. Eat so you have energy to serve. You do everything with the idea that you are preparing yourself to serve others. So even in your yogic meditation, this too becomes selfless action. This is what is meant by even with God, do not have attachment. This non-attachment alone is enough to change your entire life into a joyful one. I just love that quote. So those of you who've taken training with me, thank you. I see you. I see all the work you're doing. I watch from behind the scenes and I am inspired. I am in awe. I am honored to have been able to walk this path with you and be a part of this path. And because of this, I get to continue to meet amazing people. So at the end of this podcast, I promised I would do this. I want to talk a little bit about a little bit of selfless service that my dear friend Brahmakiri is doing. Brahmakiri came to, and I'll have her on a podcast soon. Brahmakiri came to a breathwork and sound healing with me, but I met her before that. I went and had a healing session from her, and I was blown away, absolutely blown away by this woman. I couldn't even really explain her. She wasn't even a woman. She was like an entity. It just had all these magical powers. And I was humbled. And then she came to a breathwork and sound healing with me. And Brahmakiri has created two organizations. And again, you'll know her. She'll come on my podcast at some point. But she's created two project. One is the Brahman Project Foundation, and the other is Freedom on the Inside. And after she came to a breathwork session with me at the Thunderdome Ranch, she said, Dina, I would love for you to come and do a breathwork and sound healing at Donovan State Prison with me. And I did not even hesitate. Yes. I don't even think the question was out of her mouth all the way before I said yes. And so I'm super excited about this because honestly, she does a lot of work with this prison. And when I look at her website, I'm blown away at the work that she does. And she is the epitome of selfless service. I think we all actually have our own piece of ourselves that is selfless service. Again, I'll come back to that in a second. I want to keep talking about this. So her program is incredible. And we need support. We need to purchase yoga mats, blankets, eye coverings, pillows, things of that nature to bring into the facility when we do this. And we're doing this on June 20th, I think it is, of this year, 2023. And we've created she created a GoFundMe campaign, and I would love for you to donate to it, even a dollar, right? I would love for you to donate to it. I'm really excited to get this going because if we can get the items that we need, then we'll have them there. And then I can keep going back and doing these with her whenever she wants me to. and it may even morph into other yoga opportunities for other teachers in the community. So I'm going to put the link in here for you. It's a GoFundMe link. I'm going to put it in the write-up from the podcast. I'm also going to post it on my social media at Dina Damara Evolution. And I'll also send out a newsletter with all the information. So if you're on my newsletter list, you will get the information. If you're not, all you have to do is go to danadamara.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get all the info. Again, I want to say something about this. First of all, Brahmakiri is absolutely incredible. And when I look on the outside, when I'm on the outside looking at her, at what she's doing, I'm in awe, I'm inspired, right? Like, oh my God, her whole life is selfless service. Well, that's not really a true statement, and for a couple of reasons. One is she has found the heart space around how important selfless service is. And has turned her life into this consistent churning of giving back. I also want to say to my parents out there, right? I'm just using that as an example, who spend the majority of their day parenting, that's selfless service too. So I never want anyone to think or to come away from this podcast or my discussion, my interpretation of selfless service as you have to go out and do big things, because that's not true at all. So if you took that from this podcast, please re-listen to it, right? And then hopefully just keep re-listening to it until you get the message that selfless service is little things, and sometimes raising your kids is the best thing you can do. Sometimes taking care of yourself is the best thing that you can do. Maybe there's a health crisis. You need to take care of your health, because if you don't have your health, you can't support anyone else, right? So really listening to what's going on in your life and saying, where can I give? How can I be of most support today? Spirit, divine, God, goddess, show me where I can be of best service today. I say that every day. And when I don't say it, I feel a little confused throughout the song. So again, I'm going to go ahead and put the website in the link, but I'll tell you one of them here. I'll just give it to you right now. freedomontheinside.org. That's our program. And then Brahmakiri's website is thebrahminproject.com. Our fundraiser, I will send the GoFundMe out in the newsletter and also post on all my social channels. Super grateful if you can give to this. And if you can't, you know, say a little prayer for us that we get what we need and that we get to continue to serve. I appreciate all of your support. As always, it's such a beautiful gift to be able to call this my work. And I hope to see you somewhere on this path. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.